cucumbers, and carrots. We came out with a number of hateri. I'd like you, since you all have the Gemara in Shabbos in front of you, to turn to the Rosh in the end of the 18th parak. Not the beginning of the 18th parak, I should say. Surely Gemara kuf chafes, but to make it save some time, the Rosh will do a very brief rundown. Korban Asanel helps out a little bit too. A very basic dispute. Carrots, we came out with a number of hateri. I'd like you, since you all have the Gemara in Shabbos in front of you, to turn to the Rosh in the end of the 18th parak. Not the beginning of the 18th parak, I should say. Surely Gemara kuf chafes, but to make it save some time, the Rosh will do a very brief rundown. Korban Asanel helps out a little bit too. A very basic dispute. The end of Siman Beis in Parag Yud Ches, it's page 354 in the Rosh. Karsinim in Maseches Yontif, we call it Beitzah, the few days. Hamol Malilas Me'er Shabbos, Lamochem and Apeach al Yad Va'ochel, Avalo B'Knon V'Tamchoy. Umaskona Yudin on the Beis, Imbo Limlol B'Shabbos Ketzad Molel, Abai V'Shmeder Rav Yosef Amar Choda Achoda. What does Molel mean? To roll, little legumes. This way to get rid of the husk, the shell which is around them. So according to how you do this melila, it's called how do you do it? According to Abaye, chod achod means one finger on one finger, like this, between your two fingers. And Rav and Ravach is no chod atarati, one on two fingers. Rav and Akeman become Mishana, Afilu Tuva. You can do even more than that. Even Harbe Yetzvos, like this. Why is that considered a shini? Presumably, normally if you do it in the wrong, you roll like this. You roll like this. It's, even if you use all four fingers with your thumb, it's still considered to be a shini. Ksumenapeach, after you roll it, and this, by rolling it, you're separating, you're detaching one from the other. It's called like dosh. We said before, the Rach said dosh is separating, which is drawn b'chuborim and not mu'uravim. That's the Rach and the Fayin Dalet. We'll come back. I know that everyone agrees to the Rach. I'm aware of that. We'll see if you don't read the Rach, what then is the difference in Dosh and Borah. We haven't given any alternative yet. Of course, many of you learned this by ear until you tell me an alternative, but I'll give you what my alternative is, and then we'll see. After you do that, you have to blow to the equivalent of Zoran. You know, they used to throw it in the air, but how do you do it? You blow. How do you blow? Menapeach b'yodo achas v'chol kofo. As you put it in a handful, go like this, the chair flows away, and you're left with the, blows away, you're left with the good stuff. Throw it up, blow it.
Does it mean
to go like that? In your hand?
Yeah.
That's what it means? Doesn't an apeth usually mean blow?
An apeth usually means blow, but how do you say it to be blowing with your hand, not with
your hand? Is that what it means? It means your hand? Okay, could be.
I thought it was blowing, but I don't know
where. Oh, yeah? The usual an apeth usually means to blow. Hilchos HaKerava, the Koi Kechachavim, the Hocha. Goes like the Chachavim in Mesech Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches. Rava holds like that shita, and that's how we pass on that way. The army molel b'rosh etzba osav, and doesn't say how, no limit how many etzbos. Fine. So the korban asanel here in os gimel makes a very important horror. The rosh and maskona that could gimel base and molel b'shabbes keta. The word b'shabbes is not found in the Gemara. It's time in the Rif, it's time in the Rosh. If you wouldn't look again, you'd think, oh, it's a Gemara. Nay, it's not a Gemara. Take a look at the Korban Asanel of Gimel. I mean, just saving time, you should open up the Gemara's Beit. It just tells you what's there. Zeh das Arif Rama v'Rabbeinu. Aval Atosus v'Rashi Shom in Beit Zapir Shulin in Yontiv Koi. Keitz Ad Molo. The B'Shabbos also Limlo. V'Dikotone v'Braisa. Hamolo v'Lilus v'Erev Shabbos. L'mochum and Apeach. V'Lokotone v'Molo v'Lilus B'Shabbos. The kids is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand and the Rif Rambam and the Rosh on the other hand. Machlokas was shot in the Gemara. It was said over there, Ketzad Molel, does it mean on Shabbos? Or does it mean on Yonim? According to Rashi, it's also B'Shabbos, even B'Shino, even these tricks, using your thumbs, it wouldn't help. According to the Rif Rambam, it's going on Shabbos, and on Yontif, you don't even need a Shino. That's a double machlokas. What's shot in the words? So what's the issue of Dosh? What's Yisur Molim? He gave it away. Yisur is Dash. That's the Pashtus. Who said so? Rashi. Of course, according to the Rach, no, of course we understand why it's Dash, because it's Dvar Ruchu Bar. And Rashi could be gone with the sheep. But Rashi is enough in days and in days. What's wrong with Molim? What's the Yisur to begin with? Molim Melilos, the Dash Kileacha Yadu. I feel the Bishab is not the Raisu. Element of Rabbana. Will be Yomtim Lo Gazer. So, as we said before, Shabbos is also, and Yantav, there's certain that there's a Rashi Sheet. And the Easter is Dosh. 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 Why are they Megil on Yantav? With the Shinun. So you find the Ramah writes in Sima Tav Tzadi Hei that we're not learning Chos Yantav now, but the Ramah there writes that anything which you could have done from before Yantav, you should do only Dafka before. So then the Ramah with Pashas. Hochalem, which is what you could have done earlier. Ramah's Machmir says, no, if you could have done it earlier, you should do it earlier. And if you did, to do it b'shinun. So Ramah talks on the Hayal. The Pashtus over here, that's the word of this heter. But only one problem. Rashi seems to say, Molin Melilos is the Dosh Kalachayaru. That the Melila itself is Kalachayaru. Not the way you normally do Lisha, you don't use threshing. So the Melila itself, even if you use your roll between the palms of your hand, which is the ultimate Melila as I understand it, that's itself a shinu. It's Abba Ha'ara. So now, you give him a base, the Gemara says, Kate said, Molel, instead of doing this, which is already a shinu, he actually seems to say, you do this, what's the shinu squared? Find the shinu squared? Where do you find it? Shulchan Aruch? The Gemara? Find the Mishnah Brewer, says it somewhere.
Find it in the Singer, it's somewhere. He's like, go
you're
in China once, they don't use the mortar on
the
other, that they don't use the
vessel. We'll see. The
Pashtus
is a
Shver
Avot, it's certainly
Svar. Also, the Shvisa
Hashav
says that the reason why
mortar is a little
bit
dull
is because of the
Shina
Gomer.
That's not good. It's far from being the Pashtus Shav.
Okay.
Far from, very far from it. We're going to say it's so. The Ayat is going to be that Kalach Yad does not really matter too much at all, as such. I mean, we have to, we'll see. But the Kitzah Yitzchak said double Shina, it's a little strange. Pashtun the Gemara Rishon, we don't find this concept as double shino is somehow more mutter than a single shino. But things we're actually saying with Pashim Shach. So the question is why? So Rashi says like this. The Egle Tal in Dosh, Shivkot Chav Ches, says as follows. Hope they know the Egle Tal. Make sure that gets back to Stephen. There's also another one. Yes. My story is one thing, but okay. So the Egle Tal and Dosh Shifkot Chav Ches says like this, no. When Rashi said Dosh Kalachayah, he didn't mean that Melila itself is Kalachayah, which is the way I would have read it. It can't be. What good is two shinui? He says, no. Melila is Dosh Kedarko, says the Egle Tal. What is Rashi Dosh Kalachayah? No. Rashi is being so much on the Gemara in the next step. Because the next one says, Ketz and Molel, between your fingers, not between your palms of your hand. So when Rashi said at the beginning of the first line, Mol and Molinos the Dosh Kalachayad, he didn't mean this is Kalachayad. No, it's not. This is Kalachayad with the fingers. And Rashi, he was being so mechan on what's being going to be said a block later. It's too bad it's a block later. The Gemara has a whole sugi of Zeroyim in between. It's we got it from the side. But it really, Kate and Molos, really belongs, although it's on your Gimel base, belongs right over here. And if a Rashi was relying on what's going to happen a block later. I have no doubt you're coming with the wrong impression. Different day. Okay. I think Rashi, it's not a shubhat to worry about everything. Figure you'll learn the next day, you'll come out and figure out what he was saying. I thought he had an Egle Tal learn from Shabbat. Pasha Shabbat. The Taz and the Furish, not that way. Taz is a tough kufyud that the Melila itself is considered a Shina. So what's the Egle Shina Marisa to you? That's a Kamehameha, that's a great Taz Kash, in effect. He got out of it by saying it's Kiddush. That Rashi and maybe was relying on Rashi there, not the Gemara later on. But that Melila itself is not a Shin. But the Taz Melila is a Shin. It's what's most of the Shin with the fingers opposed to the Shin with your palms in your hand. That's a Kasha. I think I know the answer. You have to look carefully in Rashi. Rashi says over here, and you give him the base. Rashi says, when the Gemara has a comment about Kate said Molel, Zop to Rashi, Kate said Molel is the last two lines. The Gimel Beis, Biyomtiv, right? This is against the Rishon Rambam. They said, Biyomtiv, this is Biyomtiv. The Amoran, the Yael Molin, Melilos, V'havadai shinui bo'i me'uvda d'chol. What about actually two words, uvda d'chol? Malach also says shinui. What uvda d'chol? That's heinan advar, that's the answer. With respect, no kind of a double shinui, that's ridiculous. Double shinui, it's the same as a single shinui. It's a big shinui, a small shinui, double shinui, triple shinui, single shinui. It's all the same thing. But Rashi is as follows. It's the din of shinui with respect to a malach. How is that measured? The malach is normally done in the Mishkan a certain way. Now, we're not done Dishkan, it's to take a big thing that would bang all the way. How do you consider the malach of Dishkan? So you're using your hands, even if you're rolling like this for the ball, that's not the way it's normally done. You know, that's very inefficient and not normal. So the Taz is right. That constitutes the shinui. There's no need for any other shinui. Only shinui ain't shinui chalav shinui. It doesn't make a difference. That is the shinui with respect to Hilchas Malacha. For the Malacha of, with respect to the Malacha of Dash. But it's up to the Chol. Up to the Chol, you can't say that Melila is a shinui. Melila is a shinui. When you're talking from the perspective of malachas, that's no way that dish is done. But there exists the concept of melila. People do, apparently melila was something which was done. It's found in the Gemara's different places. So melila was done by people for various circumstances. And it's done that way 6 days a week, even way Shabbos and Yom Tov too. So it's an easier move to the chol, says Rashi. Move to the chol, it's not enough to say, well, this is not the normal way of doing disha. Disha man the chashimei. It's move to the chol. So to get out of it to the chol, you have to do something in a way which you ordinarily would not do that thing during the week. Not enough to say it's not the way you do that malacha during the week. The malacha is disha with a big banger and threshing. Forget malacha. Uvda the chol is a separate iser. And then to get out of that iser, uvda the chol, it's necessary to do it in a way which is not only a normal disha, it's not even a normal malila. And therefore you have to do it between the fingers of your hand. That's why Rashi added the word uvda the chol, because Rashi maybe was bothered by the same kasha. Right. They say, I did a Tal's Kash in effect. So, that's what I thought Pshar Rashi was. Came there early. Good. This is Rashi Sheet. Let's remember, it's only Rashi and Tosis. The Rish was Chazal. What did the Rish say? This is so before. What did... David, yeah? Me. Okay. For better or worse, I don't want to blame anybody out there. What did the Rish say? It's Mutter B'Shabbos B'Shinui. How can it be? Shinui, we have the cloud bottle. Shinui is a poter. Kalach HaPatis never matter anything. So the Eglay Kalach says, oh, we find places where there's a certain place where actually it's Mutter B'Shinui. What's an example? Toke, Losh. We'll explain later that that's a very shver word. The Pashtus. Oh, thank you. All this is. The Pashtus. You can't take Kalachi out as a matter. Not even in Tchina and in Lash. You have to say a different verb. What it is, we'll get to it. We're not up to it yet. We'll get to it. It's on the next page. That's what we'll talk about. But the Pashas is not just a stop Kalachi out. The Rambam, when he quoted, Rambam assumes it's on the Rif side, right? We're on the same team, right? Pashas, usually that way. Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Chafalach and the Chashavas. Halacha Yud Dalet. Oh, very good. He said, say my old chabur. Very good. The Rambam writes, Amola malilos mola b'shinu k'deish lo yei roi k'dash. K'lei ploim. Does anyone have words? Is it classical possibility? I hold the Rambam is not considered dash at all. That's the word. K'deish lo yei roi k'dash. If you did it normally, what would be the worst case scenario? Nir k'dash. Dash man the chashu, it's not dash at all. I understand that, but it's not even the Rabbanan. It's not even the Rabbanan of Dash, but it's a Nira Kadash. It's even a lower level, if you might call that. Nira Kadash. The Mishnah Brewer is interesting. The Mishnah Brewer in Simon Shin Yutes, Sivkot Mechav, quotes this Lashon. The time against the Shtigal time against the Mishnah Brewer. I mean, small time. But I guess no one has ever heard this Lashon of the... But the Rambam seems to be saying something different, so I can't fault the Mishnah Brewer. It's one of the Maramatimus, the Sif Vav, the Sif about Melila. Ein Mola Melila Salamola Shvashinu, etc. Says the Mishnah Brewer, what's wrong with Melila? Nira Kadash. Mokar, Yirala, Sharatian, Rashi, Beit, Yidbeis, and Yidbeis. The Ramasim of Mola, the Sfilidu Rakh, the Rabbanah. Beinishnah. Yes, of course, since the Rabbanan. But not with the Nirikadash. Leah is Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah took the Rabban's Lashon of Nirikadash. And what's the Mokar? Rashi. Because Rashi said it's the Rabbanan. Different kinds of the Rabbanans. Rashi doesn't get the Rabbanan of Nirikadash. Rashi is the Rabbanan of Kalahayah. It's a different word. They're not the Kapan, you say the two separate things. The Rabban holds it's Nirikadash. Right? Nirikadash. And Rashi's saying, it's Kalachiyad. Rashi is really saying it on Yontif. Very initial level. Kalachiyad is not a Matir. Rashi is Kalachiyad, it's Matir be Yontif. And the Mishnah Berurah took Rashi as a Mokar for this to be Matir be Shabbat, like the Mechaber. And he throws it around on his Lashon of Nira Kadash. It's a Nit. That's a way. He should have said the Mokar was the Rambam, not Rashi. Rashi wouldn't be Matir be Shabbat. Kalachiyad is not Matir be Shabbat. It's a different Rabbanim of a shinui in a nirikadash. The worst case is only nirikadash. The whole thing is there's no malach to begin with. Then the matter is shinui b'shabbos. Of course, the question is why isn't it? Why isn't it? Why are we only nirikadash? That's a good question. Why are we only nirikadash? So the Egle Tal in nirikadash chavches has a whole yisod, an interesting, fascinating yisod which has a tremendous kulas and chumas. He says that the chiyuv of melila. It's only if you eliminate all of the klipas, all of them. Something called Kabbalah. All the klipas have to go. All the klipas have to go. Period. Kol klipas. He associates this with his famous Shita Say Yerushalmi by Borin, which he's really not passing by Borin. That's an interesting thing. That's the famous Egle Tal. Big Marocha. Yeah. I made allude to already yesterday. Big Marocha of Egle Tal. It's Babli Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a take with a little psalm in Abchai. Babli is Yerushalmi say Yerushalmi. So he associates Melila with the Yishalmi's version of Borah. That's what he says. Yes, so it was strange. Yesterday you were here, we tried to make my general sheet of these matters that have to put Borah and Dash together as much as possible. We had it a few times yesterday, with respect to Kliya Miyuchad, with respect to the Alter, and with respect to the whole business.
He relates to it. He says, even though the Babi is against it, that Borah, the
Babi is
not against it,
right? Yeah, but it is. It's hard for me to believe it because what's the difference? I don't see why there should be a difference. I don't know. He said it. Egle Tal said it, and I'm not here to argue with it. I yachai by dash chitin. If you stretch the wheat and it's still klipas left, well, you put away in the altar. You dash the chitin, you take off klipa A, put it in the altar for a year, and then months, and then when you're about to bake it, then you start playing with it. So that's considered an initial, a temporary stage of significant duration. Then you have in that kind of a situation. But the lila means you eat right away, you didn't take out the inner klipa, it's not considered dash. The truth is the other posts can accept it, Tal. I never saw anyone to hold this way, this distinction. I didn't see anybody to agree with him. I don't have to, but tremendous machadish. We'll see soon, he's against the Mogan Arroh. Mishnah Berurah is already his time, but the Mogan Arroh, he's against. That's a plush. We'll see. So he says with the Mogad Arom, we'll see in a minute. There's a case with the Mogad Arom, and it's Mutter, and he also Chayav Chatz. We'll see in a minute. Based on his Chiddush. Yeah. We'll get to it in a minute. But that. You say a Chiddush, you run and say that the Mogad Arom says you can do it, I'm saying a Chayav Chatz. So I'm supposed to believe the Chiddush. I'm a misnagit. I'm supposed to believe that this is correct. Lose the tackle, why is it only near a Kiddush? So in my opinion, we go back to what we spoke about yesterday. My Orach HaShulchan. Simon Shin Yud Tes Sif Chof. Remember what the Orach HaShulchan said? That the definition of Disha is if you take a whole bunch of things and go bang, you smash it like you have a grain. You take a very big implement and smash down and hundreds or thousands of little kernels of grain would go pshoo, and all they would become detached from the chaff around them. That was considered the class of the Mishkan of Dash. However, the Rambam maintains that when it comes to Mol and Melilos, it's a completely different pu'ula that, as opposed to Dash. I'm going to explain what I'm driving at. We'll come to it a few times. If I take a big threshing implement, and I'm Dash this amount, because usually I have the whole desk, imagine, see this desk in front of me, it would be filled with grain. I take a big, I don't know what you would call it, thresher, I go bang, and the thing would be gold becomes detached. That's an Admalah, right? What if I put two or three of them on this desk and I go bang? Would also be a malach. I think it would be a chatzishin, a chatzishin, and a tar. It's done in the normal fashion, which could easily have accommodated 1,000 kernels of grain. I put three there. I went on a judge. But I did an actual malacha, which is normally done in the normal way of regular malachas. But if I do it in a way which by definition is limited, by very definition, this pu'ula cannot be done for 1,000 kernels of grain, impossible. Then, it's not dosh. That's mole malilas. By definition, it's limited to a handful. How big are your hands? Big hands. We have big hands. Patrick Ewing, I don't know, has big hands. But mid out, see how good he is. So you can't put that many things between your hands. There's a limit. So it's a small limit. So you can't, it's not considered to be a normal disha process. This is how I understand this Rambam. It's only what we call Nirei Kedosh. This is reminiscent of what we'll discuss later on. The back of the handle of the knife or the fork or the spoon. We'll come to that later. That's a mafusha, the Lord didn't show up. Where does that come from? I'm going to explain this, it's limited. We'll see later.
That's
a shabbos. Come to the plate.
That
also means
my grapes.
Think about grapes. Octopus grapes,
but
that's exactly the alpha.
Okay,
that's the alpha, but
my grapes is not
talking about either of these. That's the alpha by dosh. That's the whole idea of talpus. How do you take out grapes? That's when he starts talking. He goes in and out. You say this, same with this, but also say it's for the same reason. Okay, perhaps. So the man is only near Kedosh. So then you do it with your fingertips as opposed to your palms of your hands. It's mutal lagam. That's right. This is part one of the sugya malilus. Part two is what we made reference to already yesterday. Twice. Two gedolei hador. Both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bialach are both called the Gemara and Beitzah Yud-Gimel Kasi. The Gemara is over here that Dvisu, here, Bechein of it. Rav Miklifel Dvisi Kasi. They would fill up cupfuls of kilif over here and they would do it. Frank Tysis, what's going on? How'd they do it? That's the kasha. How is it possible? How do these rabbits do it? Tema. Hey, makafi the rab divisu kasi kasi. Oma leel the bolam lilas me'erim Shabbos v'kuli. Mashma the Shabbos also v'kuli. The sheep to Rashi v'tayus is this absolutely. Shabbos is completely prohibited. No etere, not even machinery, nothing. So what? Rabbits and rabbis machal Shabbos? Can't be. It's impossible. Tesos so, v'yesh lomar. Tohosa ma'ili liplo shmina shibolim. Shuma Farak, Zel told of the Dash, Shuab Malach, Vahocha Mairi Bishakvar Nidlashu. What does he say? What is that? Something was taken off. Here took off the Klippo, here took off the Shibolim. Something was being taken off in both cases. There, Mairi Bishakvar Shibolim. To take it off from the stalk. That's the farik. That's the lilas. That's terrible. Told it up. I'm malach. Ooh, that's terrible. Here, they already take it off the shibolim, and now they're in the klipa chitzom. What's the difference? Klipa chitzom. There should also be a problem with dosh. Why is there no din of dosh by klipa chitzom, and only by shibolim? They don't say one word. They don't say a single word. More is another kash. Yeah.
Because it seems to say when you're throwing the rock against the stomach, it's not clear how you're not how it's supposed
to be. Lab derechisha. Lab derechisha b'kach b'gemara is an expression. That's what you're referring to?
But tell you when you're either both mafarik and kovach.
Right.
The closest learn is that the shot was that you're not going to want to keep off of that fruit.
I was missing on $1.09. Hey, some interesting reason. But I'm giving my still half. 1 second. Yeah. Could be. Yeshua Tmam Klippa al Yona. Shumaka bitmarim, Mafarak as a Klippa bin Atmar. Fabi Kemodash. Shumafarak as a Tulman Ashimos. Adra, that makes it worse.
Right.
Oh, you asked me, you're making it worse. Oh, yeah. I'm not the Kush. Shkara. I think the Kasha better. I want another Kasha. On this missing page, of Ayadala and Aleph, the Gemara talks about Kosesh. Kosesh. Right? What's the interesting Gemara about Kosesh? Should it be what?
One of the other.
A 40th Malacha? The Gemara says what? What's the Malacha say? Why not? Can only imagine without Kosesh. Right? What are you taking off by Kosesh? What is Kosesh? You take off the Klippa. The Gemara doesn't say it's Mutter. Moshe says it's not one of the separate halacha. The Moshe says it's also. So how could Tosei over here? We just removed the klipa, it's not considered to be in the category of what? Of dash. And if they're able to, and it's mutter that the Rebbe and Rav did it. Did the Rebbe and Rav learn the Gemara Shabbos? I guess we should learn the Gemara. But the Shion and Mishnai, didn't know about Kosei. The problem. If you learn the Gemara, the Kosei, did also learn Shabbos? How did the Rebbe do it? Whatever it means, all that goes, all that goes, but it's awesome. How does she do it? How does she do it? Oh. So the Yankel Eitel goes back to himself and makes a distinction, makes the diagonal lesson of Tosis. He said that this Orma, the Kliposan Achitzona, which it took out the Kliposan Achitzona, that's true, it's worth it, Kliposan Achitzona, and P.S., .. and you left into the Klipa Pnimis. If you left the Klipa Pnimis, then it's no way, because what he said before, Nachol Dosh, you leave someone of the Klipas there. That's how this Pshat. There's a .. there's a Bechulei in Tosis. And that's he cruised in the Logan Avraham. The Logan Avraham says, Mr. Brewer quotes it in the Rambam Kamei, Mr. Kodcham Beis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Malan Avraham. He says, "Kishel is tired. I'm not going to actually bowl in the Arab Shabbos. Muta lekal for the chuli yam." Who said so? Malan Avraham says the Egletal Yechayev Chatas. If you do this, if you follow this Malan Avraham, Yechayev Chatas. If you leave no in the clip, very difficult. Very difficult. Pasha says that it. He's saying it's matter in all cases. So Rabbi Kivayger asks the Kasha, "Kaval." Forget Tosfos, it's a Gemara, forget Kosesh. This is exactly Kosesh. The Malan Avraham is matter. Forget Tosfos, give that Tosfos. But it's against the Gemara, it's matter. Rabbi Kivayger's Kasha. So the Bir Halach at the Teretz, he can't believe Rabbi Kivayger at the Kasha. Talmud Toa at the Kasha. That's also the Ma'amud Thomas yesterday. And the Siman Shin Chafa. It's the last Bir Halach. He quotes here Rabbi Kivayger. Rashi. I dollars the tsunami kosech. He wants to know how can they have these take away these klippas, should be kosech. So after the Mishnah Berurah is calling him, the Allah. No! That Gemara I recall it fiyad, which is mutter. The host of the kosech the math passion to the kli, Hashiva Kamodash. Atama Patrina Bikolev Kiyam Shadavina Malachas Mach Shabbos, Vinim Shabbos, Fonya Mishkan, Kamosha Masak Shabbat Gemara. Of the letters called Shem Mishkan, the Hebrew Mishkan, the spiritual Rashi. Below Amin Sheyotah Zemi Piagon of the Kivege, Rav Me'ed and Talmud Tohen. I say below Amin Sheyotah Zemi Piagon of the Kivege. Since whether the Kivege is condition suspect, I think he has the kasha. I think he wasn't happy with the steret of the Be'er Alokha. Be'er Alokha says that when it says Kol Shem is Osir, it's only when Bikli. But if it's used Piyad, then it's mutter, and it's such an obvious teretz. Such an obvious teretz. Every pal quotes this obvious teretz. Quotes this quote obvious teretz, then it's wrong. Because he didn't tell me that if you use your hand, not a kli, it's not the av malach shem mishkan, that at least we made a tolda. And tolda is also chayk. So the Kivega's question is back, and the chalal the difference between shibol and kli is hard to understand. So the kitzur, Rabbi Kivayger, the Rabbi Ogad Avraham's Vork, the Egle Tal's Vork, the Tzashver Vork, the Bialochas Vork, the Tzashver Vork. I want to say my own Vork. Now that I can tell two other Vork, I'll give you Mark. You can get the reveals first.
Another question.
I don't know what he means. I'll tell you what I mean. I'll tell you why. Because Mordechai had a very good aura. The Rishonim say that I am down by Kosech, maybe Chai Vishim Borer, and instead of Vishim Dash. I saw that. What does Rashi say?
Rashi sounds like it's not a law. Separate.
Okay, so there are Rambanas before, so it's considered to be Borer. Ramban and I am down. Borer. So Rashi not that. I thought Dosh, frankly. The truth is, the quote of Rabbeinu Hanano, Rashi's right. It should be also, I don't have the list again, my friend, but it would be Dosh. So why do Rabban take Borah and not Dosh? That's what I want to know. Why? So my answer is based upon the Shvisa Shabbos. I still don't have. I can't find mine. I don't. Is there one here? Maybe we bring one in tomorrow. I'd like to see what it is inside. Shvisa Zashabash is in the Psicha of Dash Sikhatnah at the beginning. Interesting thing. He says the difference in Dash and Borah is not like Rabbi Hananel says, Bechuba versus Ura, and I find out. He wants to suggest another distinction, which will be a very good distinction, because many of you show them who don't hold like Rabbi Hananel, grown for sure. But when I grow up, we saw others. So what are they going to say? So maybe they'll subscribe to the Shvisa Shabbos, maybe. He says Dash is something which is indispensable. You want to make challah, cake. You have grain, which is in its husk. There's no way. You can't, no matter how good a baker you are, and what a craftsperson you are, you can't do it. You have to first separate the wheat from the chaff. There's no other way. Impossible. Impossible. What is borer? Borer, in the case of the Gemara, what do you have? You have certain impurities, some pebbles and some other things which are, as you know, no one wants pebbles in the bread. You buy it from a store with pebbles, you find soup. But if you know, if you can't get it out, you have no ability to get it out. There's a couple of pebbles, little tiny pebbles here and there. And your wife can put it into the blender, whatever it may be. And then it'll come out. Yeah. So cannot challah it's here. I've had challah with eggshells. It's happened not often. Not often. One in a thousand. You maybe never have. Just tiny little. Whatever, not water. That would be a problem. But I've seen a little egg sometimes. It happens. So you have a tiny pebble. I'm not recommending it. I think it's pleasant. But it could happen. It could happen. So perhaps that's a distinction between one and the other. That's a distinction. Perhaps. The male and woman distinction. That's what Shlita Shabbat suggests. If that's true, you'll understand why Kol should just borrow and not dash for it. Obviously, it wasn't more dash.
Kenani.
Of a pita below Sisha. Oh! That's Hainan Advarim. That's why the Ramban considers to be Borer, perhaps, and not Dosh. I'm not going to say why. I'm explaining the Ramban and that Hayadal based on the Shvisa Shabbos in the Psicha, the very old beginning of the Psicha of the Dosh, says that. If this is true, Shad and the Ramban, which I have no guarantee, but maybe, he is not, see, this is one of them. Who said this chat? The Shvisa Shabbos, not me. He said the chat. I've only applied the chaff to the Rabbi, and now I need to apply the closest to him. Perhaps. To save yourself. Save yourself. If you get rid of the shibboleth and stuff, you can't do anything. If you have a wheat with stalks, you can't access it. Nothing. You can't do anything about it. Forget about it. That's mamash dosh. However, if you already got rid of the stalk before Shabbos, and now it's only in what we call in the klipa chitzona. It's not called dash. It's not called dash. You can manage with it. By kosech, it's also why it does. Presumably it is us. Vishum borek, right? Borek. Ah. But now we go back to what we said before. We spoke yesterday at some length, basically in the Rosh Hashulchan as follows. When does this Easter exist? When you do it many at a time. Using many at a time, then what you can say, it's a kind of a taruvus. And now we're going not like a Rabbi Hanan. We're saying that even if it's mechuba and amuruv, nevertheless, we can assume it's a boros, it's a good man without it, if it's Shvisa Shabbos itself. So you guys banging a whole ton of things at one time, so we can say that that's considered to be a violation of boros. You could have managed without it, right? And it's a violation of boros in the case of Ksisha. What's Ksisha mean? Take it. Banging away at this grain, not getting away the salt, so we move before Shabbos. Is that there's a little creep around it? That's considered to be a violation of the Yisur of Borer, again, to one of the Ramban, which we're explaining based upon the Shvisa Shabbos distinction, what's indispensable, what's not so indispensable. That's because we make the following argument. Again, based on the Egglet Tal from yesterday, it's not mine, again. I mean, Egglet Tal in Sifkot Yud Aleph, in Borer, we mentioned at the end of the Shia yesterday, where he said that you can't peel onions and do the Kliam Yukon. It's only if they're all together somehow. And you somehow bang down, it's considered to be borer somehow. We still have a question. We're just supposed to answer. How do you have a clear miyuchah to do that? I'm still at a loss to know what the metzius is. And someone always been able to explain that every time to me. And I don't know. But for kosech, you're not discussing the miyuchah necessarily. So you're banging down a whole bunch of things in one shot. You could have lived without it. That's a malacha of borer. But if you are Kolei Pesaora, that's the, we're starting with the Ramah. If you make a statement against the Ramah here in
Shichacha Balav Sifri Tet. That's what Kasha began. Mut, it says, Mutta Likloth Shimon Mutsalim out there. The question is, of course, he wants to know why, but what's the difference in this and Kosesh? He's asking, he wants to know why it should be a violation of Kosesh. Kosesh is a separate violation, because Kubi Kosesh is only Borer. Kubi Kosesh is only a violation when you have many in one shot. Not a violation if you have, you're doing Kolik one at a time. That again is Shrita Shabbos. We mentioned the other thing. It's called Maisa Hefshet. Not considered to be Maisa of Disha, etc., etc. This could be, could possibly be a shot here, here as well in Tosfos. Could be. It could be. That, again, both Tosfos Kasha. Hechi Makalfa L'Rab Divisu Kasi Kasi. I'm Olam Alilas Me'av Shabbos. Shabbos is also. So could be they sat there and they were like this. We'll kill them one at a time. This is exactly what the, this is derived the Mishnah Berurah and the Bialach, the Mishnah, the Bialach and the Aruch HaShulchan, Kasi Kasi, Rishon Yibidim Butter, even to the Achazman. That's right here, this Bialach. Right? And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan put the same Raya, that's really Butter. So that, I'm basically saying the same territory here, to peel one at a time is Butter. Perhaps, yes, I'm sorry.
Two questions. Yeah. Basically the same question, but in different ways. One, where do we ever see a Chiluk between two Malachos, that they have the exact same Kulah, the exact same Tafis, the difference between them is that one is necessary and one is not necessary? That's the first question.
Good question.
So, something very kind of like congressional order.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that there are different border, Kishiyah Shabbat, and we call that border, we call it Dutch. Right? So we see that it's defined as border, Kishiyah Shabbat, which is what he's defining as Dutch.
That's a very good question. Very good question. We mentioned this yesterday, this afternoon. The Poskim say, hi, I like peel an orange. They're taking solos from the oven. So what are the answer they give?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a question, is that true or not? You can slice it in half and dig it out. But okay. But I'm just mentioning now for those who, you know, just to give you a point of reference. So he wants to know, so it happened to be considered to be in the category of one point of this din of the Shvista Shabbos, if this is the distinction, when it's possible, when it's impossible, you can't eat the orange with the peel. It's not Shabbos. It's a possibility. So how can that be considered to be in the category of what? That's a racist question. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I don't think that's, I mean, when you look into that thing, Dutch, and
yes, yeah, but I'm suggesting that they're asking if the Mishnah Berurah, the Prime, the Mosque, and they certainly don't really fit.
Right, the problem is going to be that Mishnah Berurah and the Mosque Ram assume, we questioned this strongly yesterday, certainly called the Menachananel distinction, but they consider it to be in the category of Borer, so the same way the Rock's distinction won't work for them, so the Pashas, the Shrita, the Shabbos won't work for them either. They had a difference. They had a third distinction between Dutch and Borer, which is?
Between Dutch and Borer?
Yeah. Don't know. Okay, so maybe we'll know by next week. We'll find out. But there has to be either the distinction would work for them, maybe it doesn't work for them either. Don't know. I don't know. So I saw it. So one of the Ma'amakamas people couldn't read the Rosh HaTevas, I'm sorry. It was a sheet of the Kubetzis, which is one of the Sforum I have now in Beitza. It's an old safe, but it came out recently. It came out 8 years ago with Haoris. That's an edition which I was making reference to. And there's a quote as follows in the Sheet of the Kubetzis. I allude to Kasi Kasi. Listen to this line. Tahasim klipahu vishari, vahacha malilahu viyasa. What? I'm like, whisk. This is klipahu, this is malilahu. What do you mean? That's what he meant, what we just said, with the Shvista Shabbos. That's what I thought he meant. There's a different pu'ulos. Pu'ulos. Klipah is ma'isa hefshit. The Shvita Shabbat Hefshet is Mutter, unless you're talking about skinning an animal, or, and Melila is with pressure. With pressure is Lachat, that's the classical case of Dosh. That's what, in fact, what I think the Shvita Shabbat, I believe, is driving at. That's what I think. Okay, this is what I have to say about Melila. Didn't solve all the world's problems, but made a few halaris, and then solved a few problems, not all of them. I want to go now to just discuss one more topic today, which is the issue of what's considered tarugus, what's considered brera, and halacha lemaisa, figure out what the way allowed to do, what way allowed to do. What's very, people say this, all kinds of crazy hummus is on somebody's star. Everything's us. What's the difference?
In terms of Dutch and
Borer,
have you suggested the possibility that Dutch is a pressurized packing of an outer shell and Borer is removing? Is it peeling?
Is you're saying it's not so much of a distinction between what is mechuber and not. And we can say as follows, the difference is what's the pa'ula. Now it's dush with pressure, like we said now. And borer can even be mechuber, like the Malan Avraham is appealing, because it's what we call a ma'isa hefshet. So what the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shvi Seshabah suggested is considered a Maisa Hefter, is considered not to be there for the category of Dosh. So Aruch HaShulchan said it's a no category, and the Magen Avraham will say it's in the category of Gora. That makes sense. That makes sense. That's a good shot. I like it. That's a very good shot, no? Yeah?
It's
an excuse
for the
question. So,
if you go to
the Rabban, you go to the Gora. Oh. Okay, so I'll scratch the Rabban. Let the Rabban be shot in the Rabban. He says his Lord. And that's the Shri's the Shabbos is Lord.
I'm a dog.
And Shas Nogan Avraham Mishkaburu could be with the James Lord. Because that's no pressure. Even though it's Mechubur, even if it's indispensable, we'll still be in the category of Gora. We'll knock out the Rock, knock out the Shri's the Shabbos, and have a different thing. Anything is not pressure by definition. It's a negative definition. When you're separating different things, if it's pressure, it's called Dash. If it's not, it's more what we call a selective process, that is called Borer. That's really not bad, and that's going to fit in, that's very good. Because that's not Indian, because we're discussing how we call Tarubas, bread going to Tarubas, we'll see this in a minute. So you're banging things down, it's pressure, it's not the other selective, you're not watching what you're doing, it's banging. That can't be considered to be Borer. It only can be considered Dash. If you're selecting things, you're not using pressure, you're using dexterity as opposed to force, that would be considered to be in the category of Borah. Very good. That sounds like a fancy simple strategy. Very good. Yeah?
So nobody disagrees with the Rav on the other end. I mean, nobody says that there's a Dash without them being connected.
True.
Is there such a thing as Dash where the two items are not connected?
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Things inside each other, for sure. People are not
connected. They're like an almond.
They actually tell us it's peanuts. Sure.
Peanuts.
Or if the ophelas surrounds the cellos, or the cellos surrounds the ophelas.
I don't know if the Rav would argue on peanuts. I don't know if the Rav would argue on peanuts. In other words, even though they're not visually connected as such, because it's an organic development, it's just, you know, just exploding a little bit. I don't know. Would Rav really argue on that? I don't know.
I hope
not. Probably Rav would agree with that. That's what you're telling me, Dash. So it's either, you're right, so we have to just expand it a bit. It's either Mechubur, or something which is, I don't know how to say it. It's really Mechubur, but we don't use the word Mechubur. It's sugar, it's utah, enveloped completely. It would be some kind of equivalent of that. The pashtus. Yeah, okay, good. So how do you define all these things? So this is we'll start with the Mechaba and Shulchan Aruch. In Shin Yud Tes. Simen Ragmore. So the Mechaba says, Shnei Min Yochim Mu'uravim. So that is a problem, right? So the Rambam then says in Shin Sif Gimel, even if it's chatichas gedolos kolachas nikaris b'fnei atzma, you have a potential problem of borer. But if in certain cases it's chatichas gedolos, then maybe it would not be considered borer. What's going on? And what's the source? The source is Truma Sadesh and Simen and Zayin. The Rambam has a whole lengthy discussion here based on the Truma Sadesh. What's it all about? Truma Sadesh is not exactly sure how to define Tarobas. The assumption is there's only Borah Gitov Tarobas. I mean, the Talos is quoting Yerushalmi, that seems to be making fun of how far the experience you can go with the Borah Gavra and the Gavra, the two people. Take one here, you know, that's Borah. That's an absurdity, the Yerushalmi says. So where do you draw the line? How far do you go? That's the question I want to discuss with you now.
Is that Yerushalmi talking about what's the Tarobas? Is that Yerushalmi talking about the size of it? Because then it says, if you want to go remote,
right.
And something the size of a remote, some people would say there is borer, there are a lot of them.
The Pashtus Yishalmi saying it's not that way.
Sorry, was it a question of Minhafad, or was it a question of Tyrobis or size? I thought it was a question of Minhafad. Because remote is all Minhafad, that's why there's no, right?
So you say it's a character, and if there would be other things the same size, with different kinds, and that remote on the RN, you say it would be borer.
There are a lot of them?
Maybe.
I'm sure you
find I have one poster, I mentioned his name yesterday, called the Ayel Meshulash. Every chumah you want to find in this borer, you can find it. Didn't bring it in. I still want to. Maybe tomorrow bring it. I have the heart, and once I bring it in, it becomes very hard to put down. It's very, very exhaustive, safe. But he does a good job. He can't say no. He doesn't make things up. Most things are quoted from Polsky. But let's start, you know, with the Bar Hayter, the famous Bar Hayter that everybody knows about. Knows about Mishnah Berurah. You know, put up a regular Shulchan Aruch, look it up. A Taz, look it up. It says it's very made into all the Shulchan Aruch. So it's a good source. At the beginning of Shinya Test, what's about the Maritats? Marit Salom. Maritats says, Hittil Lahasir at Siram and Akos to Shabbos. There's an Ain Greer Bala.
The gamas atziru yishala, he's playing on psukim. Loshayim brera l'masha tzorof l'fashvesh v'livror. You have an expression, l'fashvesh v'masa? You have to look carefully, you know, and see what you're doing wrong. L'fashvesh v'livror. Avodavash atzorof l'mala kvar boru. Pavle k'mashto v'nisa l'chelbo, the ain't the boru, I am shot. There's a hair and milk, and I pull it out. That's not the word, it's clearly distinguished. There's no tarumis. And therefore it's mutter. This is the Mari Tas. Who is he coming to argue with? Maybe with the Tas. Because the Tas, at the very end of the Siman, Shinyan Tas says, if you have zvubim, you have flies. And of course, it's a problem of boros. So what do you do to avoid a problem of boros with the Tas? You take out some of the mashka with it. So the Tas all the svar. All the svar say with the Tas.
What's the
rabbi? The okay, but I don't know if the rabbi really say that. I don't know. It could be. That if you have a soup, this can happen in soup. You have something falls in, especially in a sukkah, some fly can fall in or some evergreen can fall in, or who knows what, something can fall in. So then, it says in the svarim, you take a big spoon, you take out the full tablespoonful, and then that's considered, that's what the Taz says. And the Mari Taz says, no, I can take out the green, whatever it is, mukta problem for the benefit of not the mukta problem, I can take it out, boom, and it's not considered to be in the category of Bor. What are they fighting about? What's the machlokes? So the one who explains the best is the Chazon Ish. In Siman Nun Gimel, the Chazon Ish is as follows. Avada yini taruva sabrera. There's no question about it. No one argues with that. So Nuk from the Marikazadok, right? I have a fly. He has a beautiful graphic description. I have a fly. I have a fly. That the Yidden used to drink wine after they took out the fly. Something in those days. So, you have a tarumas, you know, between what and what? Not between the fly and the soup. Between the soup and the soup. Between the soup, I touched the fly, which is considered puzzle of the gamma. No one wants to eat it. And the remaining soup. And the Chavadish going with the mahalas of the Mogan Avraham. Of the Mogan Avraham. That is a concept which we mentioned yesterday, we call it Taruvis B'mokom Mago. See, we had a problem with this. We thought the Hagos Mordechai said there's no if it's very haduk, it's very tight in that place, he's just in a boro. It's called Taruf to Bahama. What's the Mishnah Brewer? The Mishnah Brewer is Chanukah. The Mishnah Brewer here, it's cotton salmon base, talks about smetana. Shuman atzof al pi acholof. When I went to Eretz Yisrael, I went to Karen Biyamah, so they once in a while gave us milk. And even when they gave us the milk once in a while, they had problems with it because on top was a bottle of those days and it wasn't homogenized. Of course, pasteurized. It wasn't homogenized. And you had the thick. if it's very haduk, it's very tight in that place, he's just in a blur. It's called haduk and blur. What's the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah is in Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah, and it's in Cotton Salmon Base, talks about smetana, shuman atzof al pi acholof. When I went there to Israel, I went to Karen Biavir, so they once in a while gave us milk. And even when they gave us the milk once in a while, they had problems with it because on top it was a bottle those days and they had, it wasn't homogenized. Hope it was pasteurized. It wasn't homogenized. And you had the thick cover of cream on top of every bottle of milk. So of course we got rid of the cream thing, but we're doing Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says to slice it at that place, to take away the cream. Leave the milk at that very point in the Nisim border. This was called Paruvas B'Mokam Ago. So what do? Yizoyer, you leave some of the cream with the milk, or for carrot, you take off some of the milk with the cream. You can't slice it at that Nakudu, at that very point.
Firstly,
is Yerushalmi,
we don't
pass it,
secondly,
I think. Nah, that's a very good question. I have to label it Baba Yerushalmi, name. That's when the Dorosh of Uru Lugano, that's a very good yourself. If it's all mixed up together, I have 10 pebbles, 100 pebbles in my big room full of wheat. I can't take away 5 pebbles, it's already brought according to the Bible. But here's not Uru Lugano, it's only Uru Lugano, I don't cut at that very point.
According to the Kazanish said, it's milk and milk.
That's what it says. Problem. If you talk about one fly, it's not top foot. But the Taz. The Taz does not say one fly. The Taz talks about Zeruvin. So once you have flies, a number of flies, it's already could be, might be considered a category or even a block of Taruvin's Gemura. Perhaps. It's therefore I would have suggested that the Taz holds, listen carefully, I got to have 10 flies in my suit. But if I take a very big ladle, if you will, and I remove all 10 flies with the soup, even that's what. In other words, the Chazan seems to be saying, or I don't know, that's what they say, but I am the Shulish. That's what he says. At the old times, they had to take some of the Ochlut of Solas. It's only this unique case of Harubis and Dokum Agob. And if I slice it in a different place, I didn't do anything, as you said. But the Pasha Pshat and the Taz don't have even many Zulu, which is considered a full-fledged Taruvus. And even there he seems to say, if I take the only offer of the Psalms and leave some clear offer of the Zulu, I'll give you an example. I have pebbles fell into the whole top layer of my grain. I have grain which goes 6 feet high. And then the top foot is permeated with red pebbles. I see with all that it's all clean. So Pasha, according to this, what I'm saying now, you should, even though it's a big Taruvus, I should be able to take the top foot and the half off, and use about 4.5 feet. That's what I think, based upon the tax. Even though the Taruv is Gemura at that point. It's the same for Amos Shulish, not so happy about that. Well, that's one of many things he's not happy about. But I think the Pasha Pshat based on the Taz, and it's Mutter. I think so. Now the Mari Taz presumably denies all yourself. He denies the principle of Taruv is Gemachim Allah. He held it like I thought you swear. Like the Aras HaShul wanted to say. That's not, what kind of Gemara is that? Gemara is only it's all mixed in. Where's the Mokar for this idea of Harubas Gemara? Where's it come from? Mokar Avraham. Comes from Mokar Avraham. Mokar Avraham says it. The Mokar Avraham did say so. No question about it. The Mokar Avraham said so in a few places. That's the Mokar Avraham we had yesterday, Erev Shulchan Aruch Aleph. He said peeling vegetables is Borek. That's one place that the Mokar Avraham said it. There's another place that the Mokar Avraham says it. Here, that's the Shulchan Aleph at the end. Here in Shin Yud Tes, he has a similar Yisod, Mokan Avram. Sifkat Tes Vav. Talk about a complicated case a little bit. I think that's the case, right?
Because that's
a Talmud. Right. That's what he said. That's the case that he talks about. Shuman, Marabi Akli, the whole discussion. So that's, again, that's Mokan Avram. The source is not about it's not in the Gemara. As far as I know. All the Gemaras that we have in that Gemara that I know are Haru's Gemara. The Mahri is the Mogan Avraham. Again, if you all that feeling is also the Shabor, then you're right. But we said yesterday that doesn't say anywhere either in the Mishnah, the Furish. Didn't say the Furish.
maybe it doesn't say before, it doesn't say. So but so Kisser sees a Maritat, it's Makum. That's all. He also we thought we saw it as Makum. That's not gonna go up as Ulman said. It's not considered to be in the category of Bora in the first place. That's the case, the Maritat is only Makum by one flaw. I know the Maritat would not be Makum to start pulling out 10 flaws. That's probably what Karibu Sabura. I don't know what's called Karibu Sabura. It's also considered not to own Sabura. Maybe you're right. Okay. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe the other things don't sink in the first. They say things are sinking and they're not all floating. The kicker, if you, whatever you label the Darul is Gabura, the Mari Patsurasa, he's just being not there based on his result. There's no such concept as Darul is Gabura. That's what I think. But the mice say again, when it comes to Boa, it's like a chance on a mysterious shadow. So the meaning of all of is to be mocking it. I think the takeoff of all the books, if I was to take off the whole spoonful. Right? That's how we generally assume, take off the whole spoonful. That's what we normally do. So I'll discuss a few more minutes. I know something happens. So sure later, a few more minutes. The Ramah, as I said before, talks about what's considered a Tarumas. That's again, for the mice, it's a hard thing to define in this world. Before you get this, how you get started. The Bir Alacha, though, has a Kula. There's a Kula Sim and Shinya test. Sim Gimel. The Bir Alacha says, what do you think the Munachim Zalgab is in? One's, you know, on top of something else. What's the top of something else? What's it in? For the Mishnah Berurah's make. You want the Mitzvah to make. Why? Because why the Rambam Machmir? For the Truma Sadesh. Why the Truma Sadesh is so Machmir? He himself is Mesuvah. So this is the Bir Alacha. The only reason why the Truma Sadesh is so Machmir. He's afraid of a shadow of Daraisa. He's scared. Who doesn't want to take a chance of a Daraisa? But in this kind of a case, he wants to say, we can get out of a shadow of a daraisa. If you're out of a shadow of a daraisa, then we have more grounds to be making. How do you get out of a shadow of a daraisa? So he says, well, maybe this will be considered a melacha she'en hatzriucha l'gufa. Melacha she'en hatzriucha l'gufa. Melacha she'en hatzriucha l'gufa. There's no shadow of a daraisa. Why did hatzriucha l'gufa? He has melacha. Ein ha'okel misyape. The Afrodas episodes. Normally, you take out the pebbles, the wheat is pretty. I don't know, coats fall on top of each other. You can't say that the siyape became prettier. It's more accessible. It's not anything like prettier, it's something like nicer in any kind of descriptive way. That's number one. Number two, what's number two? In another svar, he says. Another svar. You're only getting rid of it in order to get to the access to the bottom line. So he says it's not considered to be a malach in the first place. Where do you get such stars from? From the Rambam. By Tzad Nachash, the famous Rambam, the Shver Rambam, the Rambam has like a Yudas Chayas, so why are we in the Gutter? So, well, it's not considered a malach of Klal. Not considered a malach of Klal. That's what he says. And then do yourself. Rambam, you know, Ancient Hudu Feschayas is not considered a malach of Klal. Based on these two things, throughout the Mishnah, Bir Alacha, and also here, to be Mako, to get fast coats. I went to a Shalom Zop for a night, and I came first, only first. I come back there. It's completely covered. So he says, okay, you can guess your coat.
But the first thing is super still being problem. But it isn't.
You can't take siyata out of the coats. No.
No, no, but it's soup.
You're talking about you're not talking about soup anymore. Oh, okay. You're talking about kapots and I guess oats would be the same thing. Okay. Yes. I like oranges and there's 10 apples on top of the orange. And orange on the bottom. I see through the glass, but I can't get to it. I can't break the glass. I remove 10 apples at the orange. That would be a similar case where Mishnah Berurah Lachas Kulas would apply.
No? Is it the same thing as choosing the Yerushalayim instead of the Sanctuary?
That could be.
What are you separating?
You're saying it's not a Maisa Boro at all. That's what I said. I think it's not a Maisa in the first place. But the Shua Sadashin is Mr. Salam Masupi. Yeah, he's a Supi. We mentioned our Shulchan's big maker, the Osa Meach, I mentioned briefly to you yesterday also, there's no such thing. The whole thing is he thinks it's incorrect. We're talking about Ochan, I'm talking about Kevin. Ramon's Machen by Ochan. How big is Chatichas Gezol?
The Pasuk say, whether it's Borah and Erubis or not, depends upon two things. The number of items and the size of the items. It's not even calculus, the proper ratio, how big and how big. The smaller it is, and the more numerous they are, the greater chance considered to be Borah. Pebbles and grains, small and big and numerous. So it's the cost of a piece of carrots. And they want to say it's also considered to be Borah. Or raisins and almonds, because there's small things and there are hundreds of them. Apples and oranges, it's hard to say that. So they're not sure how far you go with this. Yeah.
I think the sugya about with the Moraim serving the fruit for Kalu Terry, it seems to be a big size fruit in the same way.
You ironed out now?
Yeah.
We'll come to that in a minute. Yeah. So I don't think this BLL is cool. I'm very unhappy with it. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not saying I'm not asking about a market, but his coolers, I don't understand. First of all, ain't shiva l'guf. I have two types. The Baal Zemar says in Kufa that when it comes to Borah, ain't shiva l'guf is chayav. It's always true, it's always chayav. That's what he says. That's the Rav Baal Zemar. The Ramban, they argue, it's true. But the Ramban, you get the impression of the Ramban. What?
Ramban says Baal Zemar.
I prefer it.
The only one who says that.
Okay, all right. Only one who says
Ramban says it's perishable.
Ramban argues wrong, but the Ramban says.
What?
I think that it's a bit of I'm not going to see the Lufa now. I'll give you a wide shot to Ramban. And that daf, I think Ramban is just saying the following yourself. There exists a concept which we'll call, I'll use this expression because I think some of the question is, Molochos of Hafrada, of separation. You'll have a lot of Molochos of Hafrada, lots of people. That really should be, that's really a topic for another one, the flower, many other areas. But Ramban gives you the impression that Molochos of Hafrada, we're always going to label it as Shricha L'Gufa. You don't need that particular item that they needed. That's the famous Ramban about cutting the nails, cutting the hair, where the Tosis is saying Shricha L'Gufa. Ramban's not considered Shricha L'Gufa. It's considered to be the category of Shricha L'Gufa. So it seems to me it could also not be considered Shricha L'Gufa for Pashtus, even for the Ramban. Because here it's a kind of a separate one from the other. What's the difference? You need this, you need this. It shouldn't make a difference, potentially. Then this Ramban story. Whew! I mean, all of a sudden, the maker based on a shver Abba. I don't know. Some say it's only by Tzeder, the Rambam, a special din by Tzeder. But by Borah wouldn't apply, because again, it's a separate one thing from the other. It seems to be very difficult to rely upon on these tziruf. Yeah, the first time the Tzumah Shadesh is maker, Chatichos Gedolos. That's the best cool. That's the best cool. But if you're not going to rely on that, it seems to me the others are very shver. So our Hashulchan saves there a little bit. But the only time that Ramoah's Makar in the second side of Tumas Adesh is by Chatichas Merubus. The height of my Merubus. Not 405 Chas V'Sholom. This is Lashon. Chas V'Sholom. Which is Maisa B'chol Shabbos. That people are separating these kinds of things. This is our Hashulchan again, the Shetoshim. Shin Yitesit Yud Zayin. It's on the Ramah Kamps. We want the Mulamat's close and Klal Yisrael. Right here. And make them all to Bali Areva. Not 405 Chas V'Sholom. That's what he says. What's considered to be Borah? So, I don't want to go too much over time. Let's stop in a minute. Is that Borah means what you need, what we call Iyun Dash. You need a careful selection process. That's considered to be Borah. So you have to have numerous items in order to be considered selecting with a fine eye. And they're numerous items. There's only four or five. What kind of selection? It's not a selection process. It's just, it's there. It's what's called, he calls it Netila Ba'alma. I think it's based on what he himself wrote there in Sif Test. If it's Nikar Arbe Le'ein Aroen. If it's obvious, you can see it right in front of you. It's not Borah. There's no Borah by Svar. There's no Borah by Caleb. And it's all these Machmir, and they're all wrong. And even Ramah, so he'll accept the Rosh Hashanah. You see, yesterday when he tried to fetch his Svar into the Ramah and the Shachal, I couldn't believe it. Even though I like it, I still couldn't believe it. Here I can believe it. So when the Ramah writes about Chatichas Gedolos, it means Chatichas Merubos. I had to find Merubos. There's so many around, but even though it's a little bit bigger, you can't, at a quick glance, you can't see what's what. Then borrow a shine. That's what I thought. Then, something is an interesting question, and I'll stop with this, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, so I can say about Ayam Hashulush. What happens if I have there are things which are in a pile, and I need something, and they won't mix in? Doesn't matter which one I take.
It doesn't matter to me which one. So close my eyes. They have these, you know, put your hand in a girl. Yeah, something to win a prize. So put your hand in, close your eyes, and pick out one. That's what's going to be your brother. What kind of brother? It's the opposite of brother. You're not looking at no selection process. Those have to come. You want socks. It's dark outside. You want socks. And yet, you know, you want the black socks, not the blue socks. You wear the black suit. But you can't see what's what. So you go in, you pick out an hand, and go out in the room with it's light and see what it is. Is that not there? I thought you'd be head to go. It's also a mutter.
No, okay.
Mutter. I think this is the reason why it's mutter. Because there's no...
No kavana.
No kavana. You just pick whatever comes to your hand, and then I'll roll the other. We'll see tomorrow. I remember going to say this. Say the Hayam Rosh was also stopped for three different reasons, with three different results. The difference from tomorrow, we'll try to finish up this sugya and then do a sugya of Shri Rechitza, that's the Kuf Mem, which is on the test. We'll start here from W. about Kosher a little bit. And then next week we'll start the second pack of Mamel Kavis and squeezing lemons. I think a lot of people say about squeezing lemons and Shabbos. Okay? And maybe 8 times on Monday, maybe. We discussed again today, there are yourselves, that the definition of Torah selection is called Be'il Tak. And therefore, if a person is not so careful, just he wants a pair of socks, and he's black socks, not blue socks, and it's all dark, and he just puts his hand in, and he goes outside with his light, and it's right after all, but either way, it's not going to be there whatsoever. It's not considered a selection process. It's random selection. Random selection cannot be considered the category of Torah. That's how we feel. I bet you know. That same Ayam Shulish that you can capture again. The Ayam Shulish says over there, you can smell the different part. That's considered like a Derech HaKilo, Derech Shimush. Because you must say a Derech HaKilo. All of a sudden, you want to talk about Derech HaKilo. HaKilo is like an HaKilo. Who is HaKilo? If it's not who, it can only sense. So there's going to be somebody called Derech Shimush. Derech Shimush. You get the impression from the same Ayam Shulish. But not that he said not called Dora. He said not Dora. No, he's Dora. I mean, it is apparently, superficially, an act of Dora. Except that why? It had the status of Derech HaKilo. Derech HaKilo is Muslim. But Derech HaKilo is only Yah. I mean, it's not. I mean, it would be. I know I'm in a big rush in the morning. So I want to go. I want to check my socks Friday night. I want to go into the drawers. Look at my socks for tomorrow. I want my black suit. So I want my black socks. I want to put my hand in, instead of thinking to go out to the living room and see what color I was going to put it on tomorrow. It's going to be at the government, because it's not considered an Issa Bar in the first place. It's not a mice of selection. It's going to be the Shulish also. He said it's only had to consider Derech HaKilo, quote unquote, Derech HaKilo. That's only the album. That's what he says. In fact, that's what he says. I said, if you look at how long the problem and take Derech HaKilo, I believe he quotes about Malikos. Exactly what the issue is. Now,
Dosh! Oh, what does it mean? Dosh. Now you haven't stepped on all the grain, and you've not selected
it. What a day that Dosh is under pressure.
Dosh was talking about it on the number
two. Wrong. What a bullshit you're right
about. Oh, I think you should do it. It's not a super good one.
Now, on both sides, this Gemara is mentioned together to me, that's Roman the papers. I don't know. Look at this, it's not enough. Hey, it's the root of stuff. Thank you.
Have I got ready? And tomorrow we'll talk about the album. I don't know what to tell you.
So that's always a solution? If you have silverware, you can always...
Well, still that point that we said yesterday, I didn't never miss in the first place. Because it's a mess, and it's not capable. It all doesn't exist.
Yeah. Perhaps you didn't want the makeover based on that.
Alone.
He was more something on the law.
He was right. In the heat of doubt, that's what the thing is.
So
if you're arguing with silverware, I don't know if it's still being done, I would say so, frankly.
No, that's not for silverware. No, no, no.
Yes.
But he did, but the request, obviously, where there was a shut up about the various where they considered the fruits and not ropes, even though the fruits are
well possibly the fruits, we all know.
But really cut up.
There is a very small issue about it. Oh, I got that, but it's getting a tree up, I got that a bit, I think maybe big thing to follow. That is making it so. Before I get to that, I want to talk another bit. There is a sefer in the Negra. There's a sefer that's written in Washington Heights, which they want to ask the Negra. Exactly. Kids are little shops. So go follow the sefer, or a photo shlita. He's a mach, and he can't even call it medical, but they want to ban the Negra. He told himself on the ban the Negra. Ban the book. Why? He quoted a cool of his Mishnah. I never know someone wants to ban it. Mishnah wasn't so clear about it. What they call Reira Miyad Mach. There's something called Miyad Pet.
Right.
So that's one of the right on the cool is that the Kabbalah was a right. Yapa. Why? The Mashanaake, the Shashki, as themselves, so you come to the pit, ain't them the aim of love of Buddha. Says the Mishnah. What does that mean? Lo Shaya Shem Greer or Mashanaake by the two. Come on, in fact, it didn't say, Lo Greer or Mishnah, Shdi Yagufa. Is it right or not right? Who says? First of all, it's odd to talk about the case where he's put it through a sieve. Sieve is a Hanapo Kara. That's why. Maybe the only reason why the Russian would have asked it is because had it would have been Hanapo Kara, then even though the Mishat Hakilo Pamash would be us, but if the Yado and just told the whole back of the day was there a Hakilo, Hanapo Kara came there, there at the main stretch.
How do you feel a grapefruit looking around? I can slice it with an arm.
key text of it in Akkad. It's not the Gemara yet, it's absolutely impossible. What I think the Gemara is, it's not normal. It's not convenient. Both people eat oranges, they don't cut it. Grapefruits, I don't know what percentage. But oranges, very few people, a small percentage of oranges are consumed. They have a slice in half, and then, you know, take a little curved knife and do the shtickle like they do by a grapefruit. People do like what kind of by oranges, very rare. In my house, my wife such grapefruits at Shabbos. Some kids don't like grapefruits, and they want oranges. She washed it a little bit, so she doesn't do that too. But otherwise, they're not all the done for an orange. She doesn't dark, they dark as Shabbos is over. Alright, big mitzvah. Or in Shabbos, right? In these suits. Go out, Masa Sarah. But, so it's in the answer, I can peel the orange on the outside. Because, you know, maybe once in a while we'll do that, but it's not considered normal. So it's considered a derech hachila, quote unquote. We take the peel out from the outside of the orange. That's what I understood. Now, the Mela, you can suggest as follows. The Shmir Shabbos of the Kosh doesn't like it. You know? Takes the flame souls from Kosh. Flame souls or the pebbles there, whatever they take out of their heads. The people know who take out the pebbles. And we'll still label it as an Easter Borer. This idea, the normal way to do things. Right? The normal way to do things is to peel the arms from the outside. Not to slice them in half and start punching them with a curvy knife. That's the head that we use, right? That's why that's what we feel large. We call it eat extra banana. Don't take eat extra literally. Right? You kill a banana, you can slice a banana and take a spoon and do that too. Okay, that's what you're doing. I can slice it, you know, five slices.
Don't end up with a banana.
Huh?
Don't end up with a banana. Don't end up with the same thing.
Okay.
So it's gonna be don't end up with yellow and spice banana.
You don't eat the banana bite. You slice it. You're a monkey. You take the banana five bites. So instead of having five bites with one long stick, I'll slice it into five pieces. Then I'll just get it on the spoon. Well, I'm just trying. It's possible. It's possible. It's not the same thing, though.
You cut the bottom of the banana off, take a really long way, scoop the whole thing around.
You
gotta
take a straw. It's possible. It can't happen. Anyway. But the Shmir Shabbat says, you can say, depending on how people do it, so if people really do grow up, so should go up. And the answer is, depending on if it's a minimum or a minimum. That's the result of the grower. But much more makeup like minimum, so it's just, even the peel included in that minimum. It's what happened to the fish to brew, like bones in the fish. Minimum, that's one thing, that's what I'm making with this definition. That's the derivative, quote unquote. As opposed to externals, stones, other things, pebbles, we're not going to make a basis of what we call derivative.
Bones in the fish is minechah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're lost in the foolish. The truth is, this question of Esther Riesha is quoted by the same again, I am a shulch. Quotes about Lakers and the Riesha of Nash, or in more Mabel, right? Then he talks about a very serious Shaila, great Shaila Pinsen song. And they have the seedless. You should buy seedless a couple of shots, better than the filter fish. And then there's problems with the motor. But if you have it, some of the grapes, that's not seedless. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So the I am sure this is going to put a homework. A B'nai Brah. Does it know what's that sense? He sees a B'nai Brah that there are people who leave that shots Tuesday. And then I sit there with them. They take the grape, and then out of the spit of the pits. Emily posed without serving. He says, no, right, you probably can't have a cook. But there's bicycle called the all, at least in certain parts of the world. So since it's commonly done, then we have a muster for me, and then on Shabbos, take these picks out of the grave. That's what he said. And he had one kicker at the end.
Is that
where
he spit them out?
No, that's the map. That's what they're doing, spit them out.
Yeah.
Since the possibility of spit them out exists, and it's considered acceptable, so therefore it's harder for me to go into this grave with my hand and take out the pit, even
if it's
because right, it's not going to be Yeshua. Then he is! But if he holds it, to be out of the pit, and I think that's wrong. Where I am, the other is not a little panacea, the other pet. The other pet is a, how do I say it, a Yeshua in the square. When he washes it, he's not washing the shabbos. Why should wash the dishes? Yeah, why? Because he's not washing the shabbos. The basic thing has this kind of like the parrot. He washes dishes, washing food. Why? Is washing his clothes. Why is washing food? Why is he washing us in the floor? If there's more of that one, but if he washes the shabbos, say, sorry, not his glory. The great way out. Then it's Shemitah. Why the Shemir Shabbos of Chassam in Perek Gimel Ha'or Zayin says as follows. He has two things that the difference between the two of them. First, he says, whatever comes out, whatever gets.